Lymphomas by All Star Medics. Lymphomas are malignant tumors of the lymphoreticular system and are classified into Hodgkin lymphoma and non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Hodgkin lymphoma. Hodgkin lymphoma is a malignant condition arising from germinal center B lymphocytes. It is characterized histologically by the presence of Hodgkin-Reed-Sternberg cells. There are three distinct forms: the childhood form, occurring in children 14 years and younger, and the young adult form, occurring in individuals from 15 to 34 years. Signs and symptoms. Patients present with progressive enlargement of lymph nodes over weeks or months, usually cervical, axillary, or supraclavicular. Systemic B symptoms may be present, including unexplained fever above 38 degrees Celsius, drenching night sweats, and unintentional weight loss of 10% or more within 6 months. Other features include loss of appetite, pruritus, pallor, alcohol-induced pain over infiltrated tissues, and hepatosplenomegaly. Investigations. Diagnosis requires an excisional lymph node biopsy. Supportive investigations include full blood count and differential count, liver function tests, urea, creatinine, electrolytes, serum ferritin, ESR, and LDH. Imaging includes a chest X-ray and abdominal pelvic ultrasound, contrast-enhanced CT scan from the skull base to mid-thigh is performed for staging. HIV testing is required with CD4 count if positive. Bilateral bone marrow aspiration and trephine biopsy are performed in stage 3 or stage 4 disease or when B symptoms are present. Staging. The Lugano staging system is used. Stage 1 involves a single lymph node region. Stage 2 involves two or more regions on the same side of the diaphragm. Stage 3 involves lymph node regions on both sides of the diaphragm. Stage 4 involves non-contiguous extra lymphatic organ involvement, such as lung, liver, or bone marrow. B symptoms may be absent or present. Bulky disease is defined as an abdominal lymph node 10 centimeters or larger, a mediastinal mass 10 centimeters or larger, or greater than one-third of the internal thoracic diameter, or a lymph node conglomerate at least 6 centimeters. Extranodal extension is labeled E. Limited extension in stage 1 or 2 is considered E, while diffuse or disseminated involvement is considered stage 4. Treatment. The choice of treatment depends on stage. For low stage disease, meaning stage 1 or 2, with no bulky disease and no B symptoms, the ABVD regimen is given every 4 weeks for 4 cycles. It includes doxorubicin on days 1 and 15, bleomycin on days 1 and 15, vinblastine on days 1 and 15, and dacarbazine on days 1 and 15. Response is assessed 4 to 6 weeks after completion. Patients with a complete response do not receive radiotherapy. Those without a complete response receive low-dose involved field radiotherapy. For high-stage disease, including stage 3 or 4, bulky disease, or the presence of B symptoms, ABVD is given for 6 cycles every 4 weeks, or the combination of OEPA and COPDAC for 6 cycles every 3 weeks. response assessment and radiotherapy rules are the same. The OEPA regimen consists of vincristine on days 1, 8, and 15, etoposide on days 3 to 6, prednisolone from days 1 to 14, and doxorubicin on days 1 and 15. The COPDAC regimen consists of cyclophosphamide on days 1 and 8, vincristine on days 1 and 8, prednisolone from days 1 to 14, and dacarbazine from days 1 to 3. Non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Non-Hodgkin lymphoma is a heterogeneous group of lymphoid malignancies. It is strongly associated with HIV and other immunodeficiency states, with up to 100-fold increased risk. In children, most non-Hodgkin lymphomas are high-grade and aggressive. They show a male predominance and are uncommon below age 5. Investigations. Investigations include full blood count, urea, creatinine, electrolytes, liver function tests, ESR, and LDH. Lumbar puncture is performed for CSF cytology, excisional or core biopsy of lymph nodes or extranodal masses is done for histology, immunohistochemistry, flow cytometry, and cytogenetic studies. Bilateral bone marrow aspiration and trephine biopsies are also performed. Imaging includes chest X-ray and abdominal ultrasound, where CT is unavailable, or contrast-enhanced CT, where available. Baseline ECG and echocardiogram are also required. Treatment. Pediatric lymphoblastic lymphoma is treated using the same regimens as low-risk and high-risk acute lymphoblastic leukemia as outlined in the Zambian pediatric protocols. Burkitt lymphoma. Burkitt lymphoma accounts for up to 40% of pediatric non-Hodgkin lymphoma cases. It arises from germinal center B cells and is associated with MYC translocations. It exists as endemic, sporadic, or immunodeficiency-related forms. Signs and symptoms. In endemic Burkitt lymphoma, peak age is 4 to 7 years, with males more commonly affected, and the primary site is the jaw and facial bones more than the abdomen. In sporadic Burkitt lymphoma, peak age is 6 to 12 years, again with male predominance, and the primary site is abdominal more than facial. In immunodeficiency-related Burkitt lymphoma, the age may vary, and common sites include lymph nodes, bone marrow, and the central nervous system. Metastatic sites vary, including the cerebrospinal fluid, breasts, ovaries, testes, kidneys, bone marrow, the central nervous system, the gastrointestinal tract, liver, and lungs. Investigations are the same as for non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Treatment involves either the B3 regimen or the Codox and IVAC regimens. The B3 regimen is delivered over 6 weeks and includes vincristine, cyclophosphamide, prednisolone, doxorubicin, etoposide, and intrathecal methotrexate depending on the week. Response is assessed after 6 weeks. The Codox M regimen includes cyclophosphamide, vincristine, doxorubicin, and high-dose methotrexate with urine alkalinization and folinic acid rescue. The IVAC regimen includes ifosfamide with mesna, etoposide, and high-dose cytarabine. Patients with localized disease receive 3 cycles of Codox M. Patients with disseminated disease receive alternating cycles of Codox M and IVAC for a total of 6 cycles. CNS prophylaxis includes intrathecal cytarabine, methotrexate, hydrocortisone, and folinic acid rescue according to age-based dosing. Supportive care. Supportive care includes antiemetics such as dexamethasone and ondansetron, tumor lysis prevention using high-volume IV fluids, electrolyte monitoring every 12 hours, allopurinol, Mesna with cicatrofamide or ifosfamide, and filgrastim until neutrophil recovery.